are not taken care of, and it is the same case in so-called green countries like Canada, wherein indigenous people have to face the brunt of these extractions that are carried out on their lands, and they are just left there to just face the consequences of the powerful oil industrialists. And mostly, and funny but not funnily, these people are male. And these extractions, as these authors put in this paper, is a form of masculinity, as in, because it is the it is understood in literature, that the past literature, that male have to conquer the nature, because the nature needs to be harnessed and its resources need to be extracted and used, and it needs to be made profitable, and all those sorts of things. So this identity creation of masculinity alongside the petroculture and the petroleum industry is something that the author calls petro-masculinity. And I'm going to play Taylor Swift's song, which relates to this idea of being the man and the hegemonic ideas around masculinity. And yeah, I also like this song, but it's not on my permanent playlist because it makes me angry, because it is so true. The song actually points out very important and key issues. So I'm going to play that for you guys. Enjoy that.
I would be complex, I would be cool. They'd say I played the field before I found someone to commit to. And that would be okay for me to do. Every conquest I had made would make me more of a boss to you. I'd be a fearless leader, I'd be an alpha type. When everyone believes ya, what's that like? I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again, cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. I'd be the man. I'd be the man. In the work, they wouldn't shake their heads and question how much of this I deserve. What I was wearing, if I was rude, could I be separated from my good ideas and power moves? And they would toast to me or let the players play. I'd be just like Leo in Saint-Tropez. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again, cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. I'd be the man. I'd be the man. What's it like to brag about raking in dollars and getting bitches and models? And it's all good if you're bad, and it's okay if you're mad. If I was out flashing my dollars, I'd be a bitch, not a bother. They paint me out to be bad, so it's okay that I'm mad. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. You know that. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. We'll be right back.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM, and you were listening to the song Fear of Man by the trio band called Braze, and it is from their album called Shadow Offering from 2020. And before that, you were listening to my personal favorite, Taylor Swift, and her song The Man. And both these songs have something in common, except obviously The Man in their names, the titles. But other than that, both point to this idea of masculinity being exercised in the ways that it creates a toxic environment for people who actually exist and maybe in some cases are more powerful and more worthy, but still are sidelined because they are not males. And that is a very interesting theme as well. And I'm going to tie back to environmental change and climate change, because why not? So as these poet authors that I was talking about talk about petrocultures, they also talk about petromasculinity in the sense that the masculine identity and the patriarchal order that it supports, it is again based on this idea of controlling the nature, harnessing the nature, and environmental itself has become a part of something that needs to be dominated by science and technology, which is usually related to the male, the rational brain, the logic. And the nature is more like subjective, so it needs to be put into this bounds of a patriarchy, like making the nature in an order and in a way that it can be used, and obviously the profits can be extracted. And how this relates to the discourse around climate change is that this is, I was reading somewhere else as well, it is very commonly understood that climate change is something that is not as important. So, for example, the idea of green consumerism, that is buying and purchasing things which are sustainable and good for the environment, that's what the female of the house should do. So when they are going grocery shopping, they are the ones who should be looking at the labels and seeing if it is a green label, which means that it is eco-friendly. So all these roles are sort of shifted and imposed on the female, because they are the ones who are supposed to go to the grocery shop and buy these products for the whole family. So they are the ones who should take care both of the family at home and the family, which is the nature. So this connection is made with the female because, you know, nature and woman have been equated in many literatures in the past, and this can only be done if the man allows her or gives her some money. So because he is the breadwinner, and she has to go and buy the bread. So in the sense that this ideals of getting money and making it a capital system out of something that is really based on the nature, and that is the masculinization of this culture of the oil and gas industry, the petrochemical industry. And the going back to the petroculture a bit, this paper also talked about briefly that our present day freedoms and the American dream, as I was saying before, have been imagined on a basis which is very energy intensive and which really, really depends and leans on this idea that, oh, we have to have oil and gas because that is used when you travel by air or just cook food. So like in all the scenarios, and for the fossil fuel rule, it is sort of assumed that the regimes that support such extraction of oils are authoritarian. So it is alluded to the fact that the Middle East countries and the MENA region, basically, so Middle East and North Africa, is where the most extracted oil bases are, Definitely it's in Canada, it's in Russia, but extensively it is being pulled out from the MENA region, which is Middle East and North Africa. And this idea that only the authoritarian regime can sustain such systems which are so extractive in nature, because there are no set labor laws, there are no health care for the workers who extract from these sites, mine, work in the transportation, and all sorts of things that are related to this industry. So in this way, these authors conclude that the petrochemical industry is centered on three pillars, which is the patriarchal rule, the colonial history, and the extraction of nature and the fossil fuel rule. So that was pretty interesting. I'm going to play, I guess, two or three more music songs before I stop talking for today. And I'm going to play a song first by... which is again by a fairly recently album called Good Time, and it was published in 2020, and I'm gonna play two songs from them. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and then we'll talk a bit more about things that I will be doing next week, and also one more song by Taylor Swift, because why not? I was on a break for a long time because of my finals, so that's my comeback. So yeah, next up, Romance for Rent, on the album called Good Time. You guys were listening to Straight to the Computer by the artist Teenager. And now I have just one more song left on the playlist that I chose for today. And but before I do that, because it's a Taylor Swift song, so I'm just going to let you guys listen to the end. It has been so much fun to talk to you about something that I read and found interesting, and I hope I can do that next week as well. In total, in summary, I would say we talked about the gendered dimensions of climate change, what petromasculinity and the culture surrounding it would mean. And maybe, as some people say, that climate change might not have direct implications for the other genders at the moment, but they definitely are the ones who are affected by the threat multiplier, which I will be talking about next week. But I think I will just play Taylor Swift's music, because I just saw that it's a 4-minute song and I love that. And I've been listening to this on repeat for the week. At least now, and I want you guys to listen to it as well. And it's over and out for me. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope I can speak for you guys again next week. And the song is called, actually, Would Have, Could Have, Should Have by Taylor Swift on her newest album called The Midnights. So here it is.
Spit me out at the first chance. If I was some paint, did it splatter on a promising grown man? If I was a child, did it matter? If you got to wash your hands, oh, oh, oh. All I used to do was pray. Would've, could've, should've. If you'd never looked my way, I would've stayed. Of my faith, would've, could've, should've. If I'd only played it safe, I would've stayed.